Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has dropped out of the Democratic presidential race. That leaves former Vice President Joe Biden as the party's presumptive nominee for the 2020 election. So what's ahead with Mr. Sanders out? We're joined now by Kendall Scudder, Democratic strategist, host of the Pod Bless Texas podcast, and also co-founder of Armadillo Strategies. Kendall, perhaps the only surprise was the timing.
You know, I think a lot of people were expecting him to hang on a little bit longer, but I think it was the right time. You know, maybe a week ago may have been a better time. But, you know, I think that with all of the pandemic issues that are facing the country right now, I think Bernie Sanders understands how important it is for our party to start uniting right now to move forward and try to save our democracy.
How much of this, Kendall, was tied to seemingly the inability to get campaign airtime?
I mean, that could have been part of it. I think what it's more about, though, is how strong the African-American base is in the Democratic Party. In my lifetime, there has never been a candidate that did not have a solid base in the African-American community within the Democratic Party was able to pull through. Right now, whoever we look at in our party, if they have a strong base with African-Americans, that's going to be the candidate that's going to win our primaries. And so I think, take note, Democrats, that's who you need to be making sure you're taken care of.
Has Mr. Sanders dragged the party left enough for his satisfaction?
I mean, is it ever going to be left enough for his satisfaction? I don't know that he has drug it as far as he wants it to, but he's certainly made a huge impact. I mean, we have the party talking about issues that they haven't talked about and that weren't even on the table, you know, 8 years ago. So his impact on the party is very clear. But the reality is that there's a very strong kind of mainstream base in our party that appreciates his ideas, but really wants to come to the table on solutions on how to get there. And that path forward on how to get to those issues is very important to them. And so that's why you're seeing these mainstream Democrats doing as well as they are in primaries over people like Bernie Sanders.
We're speaking with Kendall Scudder, Democratic strategist, also co-founder of Armadillo Strategies. He's based in Texas, talking about Bernie Sanders dropping out of the Democratic primary race. Where does Mr. Sanders leave a mark in your mind with, say, issues or whatever?
I mean, I think that Bernie Sanders obviously leaves a mark on Medicare for All. That is the issue that he brought to the forefront. Our party is still not there 100%, but there's a much larger faction of our party that is on board Medicare for All than we were in the past. And I think that that's attributed to Bernie Sanders and his campaigns in 2016 and 2018.
So what happens politically for him now?
I guess he goes back to the Senate. I don't know if he wants to move up into the administration or not. I mean, we'll have to see if that's something that the Biden camp is willing to do, if that's something he's interested in. But, you know, Bernie Sanders, don't cry for the guy. He's still going to go back to the United States Senate, where he's still going to get to advocate for these issues that are so important to him. So he has popularity through the roof in places like Vermont, where he's from. And so he's going to be just fine. He's going to probably have that Senate seat as long as he wants it.
What kind of, if Joe Biden were to win the presidency in November, do you think he nominates Senator Sanders for a spot in the cabinet? Or would that be strange?
It would be a little strange, but, you know, stranger things have happened, that's for sure. I don't know what position Bernie Sanders would want in the cabinet. He doesn't seem to have expressed a lot of interest there, but, you know, who knows what's going on behind the scenes? You know, I don't see that happening, but, you know, you've got to unite the party. At the end of the day, whoever the Democrats nominate, whether it ended up being Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, it just happened to be Joe Biden, it was important that this party come together, because there is a larger task at hand in November, and that's making sure that we defeat Donald Trump. And so I'm confident that Joe Biden will do whatever is necessary to make sure that we beat Donald Trump in November.
All right, so immediately following this, the announcement by Mr. Sanders, how does the campaign change for Mr. Biden?
Well, he can suddenly start focusing on the general, and we can start working on bringing our party together. So there's a lot less noise. That was a big problem for a lot of the, you know, 6,000 candidates that ran for president this year, is that there were so many of them that there was a lot of noise you couldn't get around.
Thanks, Kendall. Kendall Scudder, Democratic strategist and co-founder of Armadillo Strategies.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.